to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Following last night's thriller at Minster, won by Dayton Carroll in double overtime. Great girls game. We've got the prospect for a fine boys game tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at the Fairlawn Jets Gym. Anna Rockets come to town. Anna, by virtue of a great weekend last Friday and Saturday, beating Jackson Center in the SCAL on Friday, has vaulted to the first spot in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna on the campaign, sitting atop the standings with an overall mark of 8-1. Jackson Center, a loss behind at 8-2. Crucial contest tonight, Chuck. Anna needs a victory to stay in front. They've got one less loss than Jackson Center. Right now, Anna's got a leg up on everybody in the Shelby County League, having beaten Fairlawn earlier in the year, returning to the Jets gym here tonight. Fairlawn trying to erase memories of that 29-point setback to the Rockets 3.5 weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you, and the problem for Fairlawn tonight is going to be Anna's playing better now than they were 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
They have hit their stride, and it's going to be, we talk about the Pipers and getting help. Tonight, the Pipers each are going to have to be, I'm going to say, each one's going to have to be around 20 points for them to have a chance to win this game.
Yeah, Ashton is averaging about 17 and a half, 18 points a game. Skyler's averaging about 15 points a game. Ashton is just 3 away from 1,000.
Yeah, he's terrific.
They scored 28 between them in the first meeting, won by Anna 79-50. You're right. They've got to do better than 28 points between them. They've got to get 35, maybe even 40, and hope they play better defense than the Jets do against Anna in this meeting this evening.
Right. Well, like I said a minute ago, Anna is on as good a roll as they can be on. Justin Murray is really coming into his own as the fifth guy, and then they've got Isaiah Masteller coming off the bench, who would start for every other team in the league. And those six guys that they play are just outstanding.
I misspoke. Technically, Ashton is at 19 per game as a result of some fine outings here recently. Anna, first meeting between the two, put on a show offensively, spreading points all over the scorebook. It was just unbelievable, Chuck. Isaiah Masteller had 10, Justin Murray 9, Cameron Stewart 9, Isaac Leininger 7, Riley Hulskamp 10, Bart Bixler 20, and believe it or not, Kovacs came off the bench. Ben had a fine game. He dropped in 7. That kind of balance was displayed by Anna this past weekend in their two huge triumphs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bixler's going to get his, and he, to me, is the best player in the league. Now, I know I'm going to get some argument from people, but I think that for what he does, is that you don't have to be the best scorer. I think he is the most valuable player in the league for his team, and that is the best team, which to me makes him the player of the year. But then you got Hulskamp, who's not having a great scoring year, but my goodness, does that young man play defense.
Oh,
he does not allow the fact that he's not scoring a lot keep him from playing incredibly tough defense on the other end. And then you've got Leininger, who's been just playing lights out. We talked about Murray. Cam Stewart, another one that just plays outstanding defense, and he'll get you 8 or 9, 10 points to go along with that outstanding defense.
Riley Hulskamp was phenomenal guarding Stammen of Versailles on Saturday night. I tell you what, those 20 points that Stammen got were the hardest working 20 points I've ever seen a high school guard have to create.
I would say that Michael Stammen woke up in the morning, and the first thing he did was kind of jump, thinking that Hulskamp was probably standing over him. And to give him credit, he did. He got 20 points as hard as anybody I've ever seen have to work to get 20 points, like you said.
And you alluded to Cam Stewart in two meetings against Jackson Center. He has held Aiden Riker to 8 below his per game average in one contest, 4 below his per game average in the other.
Right, and then that one, he scored 10 in the fourth quarter when the outcome had already been decided. So, you know, he had an outstanding game and does it on both ends of the floor. They all play so hard. The ball's on the floor.
Yep.
They're on the floor, and they're fun to watch.
This Fairlawn Jets team is so mighty capable. Anna had better not be a little complacent tonight and underestimate the Jets, who could easily have 2 or 3 more victories. I'd say right now in the Southwest Ohio region, at Fairlawn, one of the top 2 or 3 best Division 4, 10, and 6 teams.
No doubt about it. Could be the 4 seed at Piqua.
Oh, yeah, no question. Could have beaten Fort Loramie here. Could have beaten Jackson Center here. Lost at Bodkins by a point. New first-year coach Brad Francis, snake bit. He has lost 3 squeakers.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a reprieve on January 25th when Ashton Piper hit one at the buzzer, and the Jets beat Covington by a score of 60-59. But a 22-point win on the road at Triad, a 15-point win here against Newton, 21-point victory away at Waynesfield Goshen, a 6-point win here against a good Indian Lake club, beat Riverside by 23 here, did lose at West Liberty Salem by 6. That's a formidable team this season. How about those 2 victories by Fairlawn over Rushi, 76-56 and 60-42.
Yeah, they're just times where your matchups are good, and then their matchup against Rushi is absolutely good. And I'll tell you, they took Jackson Center right to the wire.
Oh, yeah. Led by 4 with a couple minutes to go, but failed down the stretch. Missed free throws. That's been a key for Fairlawn in its losses, foul shots that have not gone in in the fourth quarter.
Well, that Loramie loss here is exactly what cost them the game.
Uh-huh. Ashton Piper, as I mentioned, 19 a game, and Skyler is over 15 a game. Ambus at 8, Maddie at 5, and also chipping in for this Fairlawn club is Dominic Davis is averaging 7 points a game as well. Jackson Jones at 6.5. There's some bench depth there. Against Hannah, you've got to be able to put at least 7, maybe even 8 out on the floor over the duration of 32 minutes.
Well, you do. I mean, and Anna's not going to run a bunch of people at you, but they're in such good shape that they don't need to rest, and they will come at you in waves. You do not get the rest. When you got the basketball in your hand, you better be strong with it because they're going to be defending you.
Yep, well said. A couple other Shelby County League teams are in action tonight. Bodkins is hosting Lima Perry, by the way. Bodkins 13-4 overall, 6-3 in the Shelby County League. The Trojans could play spoiler. Bodkins has games remaining with Jackson Center on February 7th at Fort Loramie, February 14th at Anna, February 17th. How about that? And the Fort Loramie Redskins, this was the second game choice tonight, Chuck. Fort Loramie's at Bethel. Fort Loramie's on the road at Bethel, non-league game, of course. If this game wasn't rescheduled for tonight, as a result of Anna having gone all the way to the state championship and won it in football, if this game wasn't on the card, we'd be at Bethel on Route 201.
We've been down there, and that is a horrible place to do a basketball game, I'll tell you that.
It's an unusual gymnasium setting.
And they put you in at the end, but they put you so far away from the court that it's almost impossible to see.
Yeah, you're at the end of the court, about halfway in the gymnasium, halfway in the cafeteria.
Yep. I had a couple of hot dogs during the game. That was the only upside.
Again, a full update of the Shelby County League boys standings. Anna 8-1, Jackson Center 8-2, Fort Laramie and Bodkins at 6-3, Fairlawn 3-5, Rushi 2-9, Houston is 0-10. 9-year head coach Nate Barhorst runs the show for the Anna Rockets. Brad Francis in year number one here at Fairlawn. He coached at New Bremen last year. We all remember Brad for his nearly two decades assisting Paul Bremigen at Rushi.
Yeah, they were joined at the hip.
Brad has also served at Lehman Catholic. He was there 2 years as an assistant to Henry Stolle. And he also coached a full season, 2016-17 campaign, replacing John Willoughby at Houston for a season.
Yeah, he did. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, Lehman would wish they could have Henry Stolle back.
Oh.
They ran him off years ago, and all he did was go up to Bell Fountain and make them a powerhouse.
He was an outstanding high school coach for sure. Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Anna 13-3, 8-1 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn Jets 10-6, 3-5 in the Shelby County League. First meeting around, 79-50. Anna won it. Trailed by two at the end of the first quarter. Did Anna, 15-13. Jets led the Rockets after 8 minutes in that first confrontation. By halftime, it was a 14-point spread. It wound up 29.
Well, they have to have the same start tonight, but then they have to continue that momentum if they can get it. If they get behind early, this could be a long evening.
Right
for the Jets.
Yep, sure could. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, we say thanks to new underwriting sponsors, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. New underwriting sponsor into the tournament here on Scores Broadcast. Thank you, Mark Jordan, so much. We also salute Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. Pinnacle will keep you moving forward. Both teams shooting around, out on the floor at the moment. Fairlawn in the blue and white to our left, Anna green and white to our right. Oh, we're so pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders. It serves Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rector Road, offering services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a 2.5-acre country lot, a large one, Hoing and Hoing currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet for you. If you'd like information and you want to start designing your own dream home, call Hoing and Hoing, 937-394-7144. And by the way, Hoing and Hoing is also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll work with high-quality craftsmen in the area. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. And thanks so much to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And we also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Rocket to the Jets, starting lineups, opening tip, start of the game, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Well, like last night at Minster for that great Minster Carroll girls game, Chuck, far from a full house tonight as well. Monday night last evening, Tuesday night Shelby County League boys game this evening. Weather not so good. And we've got an enormous listenership joining us online on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Opening five for the visiting Anna Rockets being introduced. Isaac Leininger, 6 foot senior, 165 pounder, 10 points a game at guard, along with Riley Huelskamp, 5'10 senior, and Bart Bixler, a 5'11 senior. Riley is at 8 points a game, Bixler at 14. Justin Murray in the middle, 7 points a game, 6'4 senior. Cam Stewart, 9 points a game, a 6'2" senior. Chuck, I don't think I ever realized that according to the roster sheet, Bart Bixler is a full 1 inch taller than Riley Huelskamp.
Yeah, he's not.
For the Fairlawn Jets, let's look at the opening five for the homestanding club. Drew Maddie at the point guard, 5'10". He's a junior. He is joined out on the perimeter by Dominic Davis, a 6 foot sophomore. Isaac Ambus at a power forward, 6'3" senior. Ashton Piper, Skyler Piper make up the rest of the starting five. Ashton at 19, Skyler over 15 points per game. On Hayward. Little interference on my headset, breaking up left and right there. It went. It disappeared. Cameron Stewart jumping center for Anna. Rockets in the road, green, white numbers. Fairlawn Jets, white from top to bottom, blue trim and blue numerals. Tip knocked up in the air twice by Fairlawn. Pinballed around. Anna gets it quickly. Leininger left open. Bingo on a triple to start the game. And here comes Fairlawn attacking right now. 60-foot pass down the floor, caught and laid in.
Woo. Dominic Davis,
number 15, Dominic Davis, 6 foot senior. He was galloping down the floor like a racehorse.
Fairlawn's come out in a 1-3-1 defensively.
Uh-oh, another three try by Anna Huelskamp. A deep one right side of the court. Swish! Anna 6, Fairlawn 2.
They won't be in that zone very long if they keep shooting it like that.
Not at all. A couple of trifectas tried by Anna. Both of them have gone down. As we know that in the pregame, Ashton Piper at 997 in points. He's three short of 1,000 here at Fairlawn. He just missed a three. Anna's got the ball forecourt to her right. Leininger nearly walked, gave it to Hjulskamp. Flips it to Murray, baseline left, that inside to Stewart. Popped away, good defense by Skylar Piper of Fairlawn. 6-2, Anna. We played a minute. Quick inbounds pass to Murray. He's open. He rolls it over the rim and through, and he's fouled. Good inbounds play by Anna, a quick hitter. Murray darted from the high post down low on the block. And he was zipped the inbounds pass right away by Bixler. Crawled the shot up and over the rim, then missed the free throw. In and out. Opportunity for a three-point play. Quickly up the floor comes Fairlawn. Outside the lane in the right, Ambus, a fadeaway 15-footer strong. Rebound Anna. Bixler on the go. Pulls up at the foul line. Hits it. 15-footer. Rip, roar, and start for the Rockets, who have a 10-2 bulge after just a minute 20. Timeout Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, and the Rockets have so many shooting weapons to start the game. A Leininger three, a Hjulskamp three, a Murray deuce on the block, a pull-up J by Bixler from the foul stripe.
Stay on the line.
And very quickly, in less than 90 seconds, it's 10-2, Anna. Fairlawn, four-court to her left. Here is Ambus, top of the circle, barrels down the lane, tries to make a bounce pass to Davis, stolen by Hjulskamp. Lead out to Bixler. Driving layup, got it. 12-2, Anna. Rockets streaking early. Davis to midcourt for Fairlawn on the weave. Flips left corner, Ambus. High arching triple. Makes it over the top of Murray. 12-5. Anna with seven. Bixler forecourt right, goes baseline. Powers to the rim. Blocked by Ambus. It goes out of bounds. Heck of a defensive play by Isaac. He came off his man and swatted Bixler's shot.
That was a huge three he just made, and then a nice defensive play at the other end.
Ball lobbed in by Anna to Bixler on the arc. Left corner, Hjulskamp. Now Bart. Right flank, Leininger on the arc. Short corner, Murray. Zips it cross court to Hjulskamp. He lets it fly. It circles the rim twice, comes out. Stick back is good by Stewart. 14-5, Anna. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Up the floor, Maddie for Fairlawn. High left, Isaac Ambus. Who are guarding the Pipers so far for Anna, Chuck?
I've got to take a look.
Deep three, left corner. Chucked up there by Ashton Piper, short. Rebound down to Leininger for Anna. He steers his way down the floor. Leaves it for Hjulskamp behind him, who sets the attack.
Well, Hjulskamp's got Ashton Piper. I'll check the next time down.
5:16 to go, first quarter, 14-5, Anna. Leininger, bounce pass, left corner, Hjulskamp. He's one for two on the arc. Ball skipped cross court to Bixler, into the lane. Out high to Leininger. Fade, shoots the three, wide left. Rebound batted, Bixler's got it, foul line. Penetrates right in front. It danced off the rim. Rebound, Fairlawn. Holting down the floor, Skylar Piper. Gives it up, baseline left to Ambus. Across the floor to Davis. Behind the arc to Ashton. It circles the rim and comes out. He was shooting for .1000 right there. Barging the other way, Bixler for Anna. On the arc to Leininger. Back to Bart in the right corner. 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. 14-5, Anna. Ball skipped to the far side to Hjulskamp. He rimmed a three. Rebound baseline left, Murray. Knocked away by Fairlawn. Quickly down the floor, Isaac Ambus. He coughed it up. Out of bounds.
Boy, Hjulskamp has made one, and his other two have been halfway down and come back out.
Oh, yeah, they've curled around the rim at least two, maybe three times each. He's starting to shoot it better. That's important for Anna.
Oh, that would make them really, really strong.
4 minutes, 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Anna 14 and Fairlawn 5. Jackson Jones has entered the game. He's at the point. In the zone defense for Fairlawn, 6'3 junior, good player. Fairlawn's got some depth. Intercepted pass, nicely done by Skylar Piper. Feeds Jackson Jones. Driving layup is good. Nice break in transition. Live ball turnover by Anna. And the Jets made the Rockets pay. 14-7. Anna. 3:58 to go, first quarter. Deep right corner, Hjulskamp. Short corner, Stewart. In the middle, Murray. Loops up a five-footer. Too hard off the backboard. Murray gets his own rebound. Flings it on the arc to Bixler. Right wing, Hjulskamp. Left open. It rimmed. Strong board, Murray. Blocked away by Ashton Piper. Rebound, Stewart. Fadeaway shot. Tagged on the wrist. Couple of free throws for Stewart. Anna is battling hard on the offensive glass.
Oh, they've got 1, 2, 4, 6 offensive rebounds now.
Wow. Couple of foul shots for Stewart. Cameron makes it. 15-7, 3:39 to go, first quarter. Anna Rockets continue to shoot free throws over 70%. Last year, that was their MO. They made fouls a year ago at nearly 84% in the fourth quarter of games all year long. Both shots by Stewart are in. 16-7, Anna dribbling up the right side of the floor. Kyle Peters for Fairlawn. The 5'10 juniors just checked in, fell down, and lost the ball. Boy, you want to make every offensive possession count against Anna.
Yeah.
You can't have empty ones without a shot.
No, that didn't even get the ball to midcourt. He just lost his balance and then fell.
That's a couple in the last minute like that for Fairlawn. Zone defense, lining her at the foul line to Hjulskamp. Left corner, Isaiah Masteller. Boy, can he get red hot fast. In off the bench is Isaiah, a 6'2 junior. Hjulskamp head of the key. Right corner, Bixler. Looks inside for Stewart. Goes to Riley. Riley foul line. Here's Leininger probing the middle. Behind him to Hjulskamp. Left corner, Masteller. A high arching floater. Yes, he's got it.
They were shooting for dollars at the halftime of the JV game, and I offered him cash to go shoot for me. But we thought that might make him ineligible.
19-7, Anna Jackson Jones blazes a trail in the lane. Nice maneuver for Fairlawn. Couldn't get the shot to go. Anna's got the board. Foul on the Jets over the back. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna up 19-7. Anna trailed after 8 minutes in the first meeting between the two, 15-13, and then poured it on, 1-29. Stewart cutting into the lane. Gets a good feed from Bixler. Fadeaway 12-footer, hit the back brace. Rebound Fairlawn. Midcourt, Skylar Piper. Darts below the foul line. Running one-hander. Bank too hard. Stick back right in front. Yes! Ashton Piper knocks it in. He is 1 point away from 1,000. He's got two, right?
I think they gave that to Kaner.
I'm sorry, Garrett Kaner in off the bench, 6'3 junior. Here's a bust out by Anna the other way. Driving reverse layup is good by Masteller. Ashton still yet to score?
He has not scored.
2 minutes left, opening quarter, 21-9, Anna. Out back straight away, long three try. Ashton Piper danced off the rim. Good offensive board work by Skyler. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Ambus on the arc to Kyle Peters, and he drains a trifecta. Kyle Peters pours one in. 21-12, Fairlawn down 9. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Right side, Bixler for Anna. To Masteller, left wing, Leininger. Rotated to Hjulskamp, around one man. Now Bixler near side. Shot fake, steps inside the arc. His 16-footer, lot of rim. It's good. 23-12, Anna. Here is Fairlawn, quickly down the floor. Skylar Piper through traffic in the lane. Shot deflected. Anna's got it. 2-on-1 the other way. Bixler hits a teammate. Layup good. Who got that, Chucks?
Hjulskamp.
Hjulskamp, that's who I thought. 23, fed it to 21. 1 minute to go, first quarter. 25-12, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and to Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. We thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze, two fine companies in Rushi, supporting Scores Broadcast. Here's Fairlawn with the ball, 50 seconds to go first quarter. Jets trailing already by 13. Foul line extended right. Here's a fadeaway shot by Amos. Too long. Rebound down to Kovacs, who's in for Anna. Up the floor to Masteller. Sets and shoots on target. 27-footer, a little lengthy. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Half minute to go, first quarter. Baseline left. Here's a shot fake. To the rim goes Isaac Amos. It rolled off. Rebound Hulskamp. No look pass to Kovacs up ahead. Deflected, taken away by Fairlawn. Frenzied pace right now. High octane game. Drew Matty, foul line, Jay, blocked on the play by Anna. Matty gets it back, shoots again, makes it. 16-footer by Matty. 8 seconds to go, first quarter, Anna up 11. Hulskamp over the timeline, into the top of the circle, wheels it to Stewart. Layup is good at the buzzer. Another beautiful assist by Hulskamp. He makes a living dishing the ball off to teammates for easy goals. Anna rolling up 27 points in the first quarter, leading by 13 over the Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna Rockets 27, Fairlawn Jets 14.
Well, they scored 14. Neither Piper has scored. The problem is turnovers and way too much scoring by Anna there in the first quarter, 27 points.
A few live ball turnover baskets by Anna. The Rockets, though, shooting lights out. Penetrating the lane, dishing. Had a good start shooting outside jumpers of length. Here's Fairlawn with the ball to our left. Skyler Piper, top of the circle to Kyle Peters. On a weave, here's Matty. Matty made a nice field goal. About a 15-footer late in the first quarter. Speaking of him, he's got it. On the arc to Peters. Peters sends airborne a three ball. It is bouncing, no good. Scrap for the loose ball in the corner off Anna. Here comes Dominic Davis. Back on the floor for Kyle Peters for Fairlawn. Matty, Ambush, Davis, the two Pipers, the five who started the game. Masteller, Murray, Bixler, Hulskamp, Stewart for Anna. Ball thrown out high to Matty. Into Davis, posting up. Flips it on the arc to Ashton Piper. Foul line, maneuvers. Makes an errant pass, intercepted by Stewart. Two on one, shovels to Bixler, overshoots the layup. Strong rebound, Skyler Piper. Here comes Fairlawn, three on three. Pulling up and shooting is Skyler, short. Strong rebound, Ambus. Into the lane to Skyler, fall away 10-footer, makes it. 27-16, 11-point lead, Anna. Masteller penetrates the lane, now to Bixler. He's doubled, tripled. On the arc to Masteller. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound Stewart. Fall away 10-footer. Long. Rebound pinballed around. Gathered by Fairlawn. Guarding the other way. Ashton Piper. Running one-hander. Strong. Rebound Anna. Each team missing here now. Streaking down the floor. Bixler. Throws it on the arc for Hulskamp. Intercepted by Fairlawn. Stolen back by Hulskamp.
penetrates the lane. Behind the back pass to Bixler on the finish.
Wow, what a pass.
Hillskamp.
Great look.
Hillskamp with probably a half a dozen assists already at least. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Fairlawn pitches it out of bounds in the right corner. 13-point lead and a 29-16. We've not played 2 minutes yet in the second period. And for this kind of a pace, Chuck, you look up at the scoreboard, a total of 3 fouls have been called.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the officials doing a nice job. Just let them play.
It's clean, high octane. Like that phrase, clean, high octane.
Nice back door.
Oh, my goodness. Bixler got himself free. You're right, Chuck. Back door maneuver, layup, Bixler. Masteller picks the pocket of Davis at midcourt. Hustles down the floor from behind. Davis crammed him. What a play by Dominic. And we've got a double dribble on Dominic Davis under Masteller's pressure at the timeline. 31-16. 5:45 to go in the second. Anna up 15. It is a frenetic pace. My goodness gracious. Lyman Perry leads Bodkins after a quarter. Score thanks to Matt Zerker alongside here at the Jets gym. 14-9. Lyman Perry over Bodkins after 8 minutes at the Trojans gym. Early on, second quarter, Anna up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hey, Chuck, this is exactly the kind of start the Fairlawn Jets did not wish to have.
Well, they've turned it over 8 times. I mean, they're scoring okay, but they don't have an answer for Anna. Anna is just like a track meet.
Yep, it sure is.
And they got 2 points out of Skylar Piper, 0 out of Ashton Piper here.
As the 14 points have been netted by Fairlawn from young men other than the two Pipers. Errant pass by Murray of Anna. He threw to the post, picked off by the Fairlawn Jets. Look at that play. A finger roll right down the middle over the rim. Good by Ashton Piper. And for Ashton, that's 9.99. He's got a free throw to hit the 1,000 mark. He was fouled in the act of scoring. What a play by Ashton Piper. Woo. A teardrop up and over the rim. His foul shot is good. And there he is. 1,000. 1,000 points, Ashton Piper. 5:36 to go here in the second quarter. Public address announcement is made. That basketball being awarded to Skyler. Everybody on their feet here at the Fairlawn Jets gym. Fairlawn fans, Anna fans alike. Outstanding performer. Ashton Piper averaging better than 19 a game now this year. He's been on a scoring surge the last few weeks. And that three-point play the old-fashioned way lifted him from 997 to 1,000 in his career here at Fairlawn. 31-19, Anna up by 12 with 5:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Rockets have the ball, baseline left, it's Murray. He's squeezed on the play, gets rid of it. Masteller, 25 feet out, goes to Leininger. He navigates the middle, running one-hander, banked it, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Dominic Davis skies for it. Errant pass, though, midcourt, picked off by Masteller. Running, shooting, rimmed out. Rebound Bixler, and he's fouled. Bart has got an instinctive way, Chuck, of getting a two-shot foul any way he can. He's got a variety of methods. That was a new one right there.
Right.
It looked like he was going to be wrestled to the ground from behind somehow or other with his fingertips. He flicked the ball up in the air, made it look like a shot.
Yeah, well, he's a contortionist.
First free throw, no good by Bart. 4:54 to go, second quarter. 31-19 in favor of Anna. Second free throw, Bixler. Strong. Rebound knocked out on the arc. Handled there on the play by Ashton Piper. Quickly up the floor to Maddie. Skyler's got it in the right corner. Now Ambus hits the cutter in the lane. Garrett Keener nearly walked. Three-point try, Ashton Piper. Good! 24-footer. Six straight by Ashton. 31-22. Six in a row for the Jets, who've shaved the 15-point deficit down to 9. Left wing, Uelskamp for Anna. Near side, Bixler. Foul line extended right. 15-footer short. Great offensive rebound by Murray. Slapped away by Fairlawn. Zipping down the floor, Ashton Piper. Gave it up to Ambus. It skipped far left corner to Skyler. Lets it go. Strong. Uelskamp spears the rebound. Outlet to Bixler. Oh, what a play by Bart. Driving. Scoring. Reverse backhanded layup in traffic. Outstanding play by Bart Bixler of Anna.
I stand by my comment earlier. He's the best player in the Shelby County League.
33-22. 11-point lead, Anna. Fairlawn attacks. Here's a left corner three try. It is missed on the play by Ambus. Anna's got the rebound. Leidinger in the left corner. Goes below the rim. Reverse layup. Got it.
Low hesitation move that time.
Quickly Fairlawn. Long three try. Ashton Piper. No good. Off the heel. Rebound Leidinger of Anna. Ahead to Bixler. Driving. Shooting. Scoring. No, it was Uelskamp who made it. After six in a row by Fairlawn, the Rockets have answered with six straight to restore that 15-point lead again. 3:16 to go in the second quarter. 37-22.
Just
that score on the scoreboard right now has been the final score for a number of games on the boys' side in the last month or so.
Anna's just got so much firepower.
Here is Anna attacking. Bixler below the foul line. Back to the basket against Maddie. On the arc to Leidinger. Fakes right, goes left, shoots the three, buries it. Leidinger, 40-22, Anna, 9 in a row by the Rockets. Deep right corner with the ball. It is Skyler Piper. He's hemmed in. Anna gets a piece of it. Out of bounds, it goes.
Well, it looked like, I was getting ready to say they weathered the storm when they got it back to 9, but that was just the eye of the hurricane. Here comes the other half.
Wow, it's been a whirlwind from Anna in the last minute, 10 seconds, 9 consecutive points. Here's Fairlawn with the ball. Dribble drive into the lane by the Jets. New performer out there, James Cotterman, 6'2 junior. Post up by Ashton Piper. Gave it to Cotterman. He wheels and deals to Jackson Jones. Deep right corner, Ashton Piper. Ball high overhead. 40-22, Anna, which has ripped off 9 straight. Cotterman outside the arc. Flips it behind him to Jackson Jones. Twisting and turning at the foul line as Ashton Piper whistle blows. Hooking foul against Anna. That's the team's first?
Yep.
Crazy. First quarter score at Bethel. Not nearly as much scoring there as here. Inbounds play, Fairlawn. Ashton Piper's got it on the wing. Banked in, a 14-footer. Fort Loramie 9, Bethel 6 after 1 at Bethel. Redskins lead the Bees by 3. 2 minutes to go, first half. Cameron Stewart posting up down low. And it's clawed out of bounds by the Jets.
Wildcat, Cam, Wildcat.
16-point lead for Anna. Bart Bixler checks out. Uelskamp, Masteller, Leininger, Kovacs, Stewart on the floor for Anna. We've got Ambus back in for Fairlawn along with Davis. That's Jackson Jones and the two Pipers. Ball being inbounded, left corner, Stewart for Anna. Powers across the lane, low on the right to Kovacs. Shot fake, up late, left it short. Rebound, Dominic Davis below the rim for Fairlawn. Flips it down the floor to Skyler Piper. Running, shooting across the lane. Banked it. It rolled off. Here's Leidinger. Outlet. 3-on-1. Masteller to the rim. Blocked on the play by Ambus. The ball hit the head of Masteller. It went out of bounds. What a play by Imbus.
Yeah, good job. I mean, I'll tell you what, they're still playing hard. I mean, they're down 16, but they have not slowed down.
Isn't that the truth? Here come the Jets. Fast break in transition. Dominic Davis tried to leave it for Ashton Piper. Stolen. Here comes Anna driving his Kovacs. Fairlawn sets up, blocking foul.
Pass rally. All right, ball.
Girls halftime score thanks to Matt Zerker, who's alongside here at side court at the Jets gym. New Knoxville 24, Rushi 19 at the break in girls hoops tonight. New Knoxville girls seated fourth in the Northwest District, which will conclude at Wapak. Free throw Kovacs, Anna, good. 41-24 Rockets, still a minute 26 to go till halftime. By the way, in that Northwest District, which features the MAC schools, the one seed was Fort Recovery, two seed Marion Local, three seed Minster, and the four seed New Knoxville. New Knoxville, Marion Local are in the same bracket. Minster, or I should say New Knoxville and Fort Recovery are in the same bracket. Minster and Marion Local in the same. What Kovacs do at the stripe there, Chuck?
One of two.
One of two. Here's Ambus cutting through the lane for Fairlawn. Tried to hook it up on the run. Left it short. Rebound, Anna. Minute to go, first half. Anna up 17. Masteller to Huelskamp at the timeline. Being pressured by Ashton Piper. On the arc to Leininger. He dives into the lane. Goes to Stewart. Deep left corner. 50 seconds left in the half. Here's Masteller against Maddie. And what do we have? A palming violation, a carry against Masteller, which, Chuck, I did not detect.
I didn't see it either.
We've got a first quarter score at the Troy High School gym. Sydney 9, Troy 2.
What's got a safety?
A safety by the Troy Trojans. Wow. Tell you what, Chuck, I thought a little bit two or three days ago that it was a toss-up, that game or this one. This one's got a little more action.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a great driving layup by Ashton Piper all the way to the rack for two. Formidable move by Ashton. Half minute left, first half. 15-point lead, Anna. Shake and bake Leininger. He probes the middle. A runner. Good. Leininger for Anna.
He's got 10.
Sparkling game for Isaac. Here's Dominic Davis at midcourt for Fairlawn. 14 seconds left in the half. 17-point lead, Rockets. Peters throws cross-court. Deep in the right corner, Ashton Piper sets up and drills a triple. 3 seconds to go. On the run, Leininger. 45-footer online, but short. First half finishes 43-29 in favor of the Anna Rockets. And Fairlawn trying to keep pace. First few minutes of the third quarter will be key. Rockets up double digits in the lead by 14 at halftime. Our report coming up in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
Well, if you take a look at the rebounding, 21-15 advantage for the Rockets, 8-2 on the offensive boards. Fairlawn turned it over 11 times. Anna only turned it over 5 in the first half. 3-7 from the free throw line. A little scary there for the Rockets. Fairlawn only went once and made it. Individual scoring for the Jets. Ashton Piper, who didn't score in the first quarter, had 13 in the second. Then it drops all the way down to Kyle Peters with 5. They got 3 out of Ambus. They got 2 out of Jones, 2 out of Skylar Piper, 2 out of Dominic Davis, 2 out of Keener. They scored 14 and 15. They scored 29 for the half. And on the other side, a lot more depth. Bart Bixler had 12. They got 10 from Leininger, 6 from Stewart, 5 from Masteller. Huelskamp had 7. They got 2 from Murray. They got 1 from Ben Kovacs. They scored 27, and then they scored 16, slowed down a little bit, 43-29 at the half.
Chuck, about the only way that you can begin to slow down this Anna team is make a few more shots, make Anna take the ball out of bounds. If they get a rebound, they'll whip you down the floor. They may beat you down the floor, taking it out under the basket anyway.
Well, they only know one pace.
Yep.
And they went 4 corners there towards the end of the quarter. But other than that, I mean, it's just a track meet. And I give Fairlawn credit. I mean,
yeah,
the way Anna played that first quarter, the game could have been over. And they've played hard. And Ashton Piper, 13 points in the second quarter.
And he entered the game at 997. So he's now at
1,010.
Yep. First time these two clubs played, Anna led 40-26 at the half. By 14, they lead tonight by 14, 43-29. The first few minutes, third quarter, paramount that Fairlawn doesn't let this lead for Anna expand. Jets need to whittle it down to 9 or 10 by the time we start the fourth. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Anna Rockets 43, Fairlawn Jets 29 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step.
step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and special mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And it's time now for our Legal Equipment Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. About 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Anna in front of Fairlawn, 43-29, as the Rockets tried to extend their lead atop the Shelby County League standings by a half game. Anna currently a half game in front of Jackson Center. Anna 8-1, Jackson Center at 8-2. Anna has got games remaining as follows. Home to Fort Loramie on Friday night, at Clinton Massey on Saturday. 1 week from tonight at Miami East. On Saturday, February 15th, home with Minster. Monday, February 17th, home with Bodkins. Fairlawn's next encounter is on Friday, right here against the Houston Wildcats. Legal Equipment promotes student, academic, and athletic success here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Legal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California in 1982, thus the name Legal. Tonight we promote a couple of cheerleaders for the Fairlawn Jets. It's cheerleader Catherine Cardo, a junior cheerleader, daughter of Frank and Jenny, outstanding 3.6 GPA, participates in volleyball, travel volleyball, yearbook, FCCLA. She's considering possibly the University of Toledo and would like to be an esthetician, E-S-T-H-E-T-I-C-I-A-N. That's someone, Chuck, who specializes in skin and beauty care.
Okay.
Bethany Althauser, Anna, sophomore cheerleader, also recognized tonight by Legal Equipment. She is the daughter of Christian and Heather, 3.8 GPA. Takes part in musicals at the school, French Club, Student Council, cross-country track, and FCCLA. Not sure of her major. Would like to pursue college at a four-year university. These two young ladies, Catherine Cardo at Fairlawn, Bethany Althauser at Anna, recognized tonight by Legal Equipment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Legal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. Legal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Legal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Legal. Locally, Legal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Legal Equipment in Jackson Center.
We start this all-important third quarter, especially so for the Fairlawn Jets, who are down 14. Anna's got the ball first. It's Murray on offense. Low on the block, left side, powers to the rim. A little too much oomph on it. Good defense by Fairlawn inside. Then the Jets hustle down the floor. Anna deflects it out of bounds. 43-29, Anna up 14. Biggest lead, I believe, was 16 on a couple of occasions. 25 feet away with the ball. It is Ashton Piper for Fairlawn. Ball rotated around the top of the circle to Maddie. Straight away, Ashton flips it on the arc to a teammate, Ambus. Oh, he circled the rim on a long three-pointer. Rebound, Anna, stolen by Dominic Davis of Fairlawn. To Ambus, into the lane. Scoop shot around Stewart, not good. Rebound, Hilskamp. Hilskamp to Bixler. Cross court to Leininger. Sets up, fakes the three, enters the lane, bounce pass to Murray. strong to the rim for two. Murray on the inside for the Rockets.
Nice look by Leininger that time.
Yep, Leininger faked the three, forced a couple defenders to slide his way. That freed up Murray on the interior. 6:53 left here in the third. 45-29 Anna. Top of the circle, Skylar Piper. Left side of the floor, Ambus. Ambus on the bounce. Shovels to Maddie. Straight away picked up by Bixler. Right back to Isaac. It's off his hand. It goes out of bounds.
Took his eye off of it, looking to see where he's going to throw it before he caught it.
Well, this real tenacious Anna defense will keep you on your toes, that's for sure. Here is Yulskamp, top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left to Leininger. Back to Bart. Now Leininger, 25 feet away, looks in for Murray. Goes to Justin midpost. Skips it cross court for Stewart. A rare three by him on target. It rolls around and comes out. Push off foul against Anna down inside. The lead for Anna, 16, matching its biggest, 45-29. We played nearly 2 minutes here in the third. Fairlawn yet to get on the board in the second half. Down the right side, Maddie. On a weave to Skyler. To Ambus, shot fake. He's behind the three-point arc, picks up his dribble, needs help. Goes to Maddie, left corner, through the top of the circle, foul line, out back to Skyler. Long, high-arching three, got it. Skyler Piper pours it in from distance. 45-32, Anna up 13. Yulskamp ahead to Bixler. Bixler far right side, bounce pass to Leininger between the circles. Here's Stewart. Here's Yulskamp. Hooked away by Maddie into the Anna bench. Anna ball. Substitution. We got Kyle Peters back on the floor for Fairlawn along with Jackson Jones. They now go Skyler, Ashton, Peters, Jones. We'll get the fifth player out there momentarily. Anna's got the ball. Nice screen set high left. Bixler lets it fly. 22-footer. Swish. He's got it. 48-32 Anna. Deep in the left corner, Peters with the ball for Fairlawn. On a weave. It goes on the play from Garrett Keener. He's the fifth man in. Low on the right, Keener missed it. Stick back, yes. Jackson Jones for the Jets. 14-point game. Anna leads. Nobody guards Bixler. He'll stop and pop from 25. Makes it. Wow. Gotta guard him. Here comes the double team. Triple team. Peters gets it away to Jones. Baseline left. Here's a runner. Overshot by Ashton Piper. Stick back good. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was Skylar Piper.
That's who I thought. Timeout Fairlawn. And up 15. 4:49 to go in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
In the Miami Valley League at Troy tonight, Sydney leads 23-19 at the halftime break after being up 9-2 after one. Sydney won a close one first time around over Troy. Sydney's got that Miami Valley League pretty well wrapped up. The girls have already tucked it away. Here is Anna attacking, up 15. Oh, here's Bixler, top of the circle, faked everybody out. Fairlawn thought Bixler was going to launch. Instead, he zipped it down inside to Stewart. The Jets looked away, and Stewart had a chippy. Here's Jackson Jones, three-pointer on top for Fairlawn. Rolls out. Yulskamp whips his way down the floor. Hand off to Bixler. In from the right wing. Driving layup is good. Yulskamp to Bixler. Biggest lead of the game, 19. Quickly the other way, Peters. Peters is jammed near the rim. Ball knocked away by Anna. Fast break outlet. Stewart, Bixler. Layup got it again.
Bart's got 22.
Ooh. It's a track meet times two right now for Anna.
You said 2-2, 22?
22.
Wow, for Bixler. 3:50 left to go here in the third. Fairlawn Jets have the ball out of the arc. Push-off foul against Anna. 57-36, 21-point lead for Anna. Rockets won the first time around, 79-50. Baseline, right of the rim, playmaker is Isaac Ambus for the Jets. He looks. Bounce pass, baseline right, and Stewart claws it away from the Jet player. Fairlawn steals it back. Ambus has it knocked away from him. Anna's off and running. Hulskamp in the middle of the floor. Left wing to Bixler. Driving layup is good. It's the Anna Express. Running full speed right now. Here's a long step back three by Skylar Piper. Might have been deflected. Anna's got the rebound in the lane. Up the floor to Masteller. 3:22 to go. Third quarter. 59-36 Anna. Bixler feels it. 27-footer right wing off to the left. Rebound Fairlawn. Here comes Ambus down the floor for the Jets. Picked up by Kovacs on the arc. Ben Kovacs in for the Rockets. Straightaway three ball by Davis. Shy of the mark. And it goes out of bounds, landing on the baseline. 3 minutes left, third quarter. 59-36 Anna. Hulskamp to midcourt. These Anna Rockets will score every which way. Fast break layups, three-pointers, pull-up Jays at the foul line. They'll run offense and go back door. Here's a baseline drive by Masteller. Hand off to Kovacs in the lane. A little half hook, bouncing three times and in. Wow, it was on the iron for an eternity and finally went down through. Nice bucket for Kovacs. Dominic Davis posting up for Fairlawn. Deep right corner, Ambus, 2:26 to go, third quarter. 25-point lead. It is swollen to 61-36, biggest margin of the game. Fairlawn in the right corner, knocked out of bounds by Anna. Couple of changes, Murray, Leininger, in for Stewart, Hulskamp. And here for the Rockets comes Finkenbein. McCain Finkenbein, 6-foot sophomore, fine player. Bart Bixler out for Anna. Good night's work for Bart. Inbounding baseline right. Ambus finds an open player. Going strong to the rim. It's Skylar Piper up and in for two. 61-38 Anna. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Masteller down the floor for the Rockets. Behind the back dribble. Carved out space in the lane. Up and under. Left it short. No good. Rebound by Fairlawn. Here's Ambus barging down the floor. Baseline right for Davis. Wide of him. And it goes out of bounds. Timeout, Anna. Minute 57 left in the third. Rockets up 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Anna Rockets return to action Friday night at home against Fort Loramie in an attempt to avenge the Rockets' only loss in the Shelby County League.
Loramie better be ready.
Yes, we've got that game for you right here on Scores Broadcast. Tip at 7:30, webcast time 7:10. That's our next online presentation for you. Here tonight, we are late in the third quarter. This has been a briskly played game. It's just after 8:15, Chuck. We may be on the road by 20-9.
Okay.
Minute 57 to go here in the third. 61-38, Anna. Biggest lead had been at 61-36. Here's Finkenbein to midcourt for the Rockets. Broken up by Davis. He saves it back in. Finkenbein gets it. Then he fumbles, taken away from behind by Isaac Ambus of Fairlawn. Down the floor to Davis. He's belted from behind by Masteller. Two free throws upcoming. 61-38 Rockets, who beat Fairlawn first time around.
79-50. Couple foul shots here for Dominic. Davis eyes the basket. It's airborne, short, no good.
Box out here.
Second foul shot for Davis. Fairlawn's next encounter, Friday at home, right here against Houston. Interestingly, both Anna and Fairlawn have got non-league games left with Miami East. Second shot, short as well. Rebound, Anna. Forecourt right, Masteller. He retreats, starts a drive, corner, baseline, around one man, another. Layup is good.
Well, I don't know where the help was on that one.
Masteller made it look easy. Here's a quick, long 30-footer. Ashton Piper short for Fairlawn. Rebound down to Finkenbein, to Leininger for Anna. Minute 12 to go, third quarter. Leininger between the rings to Murray. Left side, Masteller. Masteller circles on top, back to Murray, baseline left. Skips it cross court to Finkenbein. High arching floater from trifecta territory. Good. Finkenbein off the bench. Everybody inserted by head coach Nate Barhorst gets into the act tonight.
Well, he's got three guards ahead of him is the only reason he doesn't get a lot of varsity time.
Right. Isaac Ambus just fired up a triple. It hit the back rim and kicked out of bounds. 44 seconds to go, third quarter, 66-38, Anna. Finkenbein to Masteller. Isaiah over the timeline. Little pick and roll with Kovacs. Foul line extended right. 15-footer. Dances around the rim. In it goes. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. The deficit for the Jets is 30. Baseline left, Skylar Piper on the arc to Ambus. Picked up there by Murray. Ambus foul line. Jump shot. Hit the back brace. Long rebound, Masteller. Two on one. Leaves it for the trailer. Kovacs. Driving layup is good. 8 seconds left. Davis on the attack for Fairlawn. A reverse layup back over his head. Short. 2 seconds to go. Leininger three-pointer in the air. Hits it at the buzzer. Wow, the Anna Rockets are doing everything perfectly tonight.
30-point quarter.
73-38. The lead has expanded to 35 points after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets in super form tonight. Boy, Anna got better and better and better. And for those first three games, Chuck, during which they lost two, they shed the shoulder pads, they put on the basketball sneakers, and they are playing excellent high school basketball right now. Rockets in full steam here tonight against Fairlawn. Jets get the first field goal to start play in the fourth quarter. Eight-footer by Cotterman right in front, banked in.
30-9 that quarter.
My goodness. Anna outscored Fairlawn 30-9 in that third eight-minute session. 73-40 in favor of Anna. Finkenbein, 25 feet away, goes to Kovacs. Left side, Bixler. Fakes right, goes left, swirls into the lane. Right corner, Yulskamp. Step back, three ball. He buries it. Anna can do no wrong. Is it ruled a two or a three?
Oh, did they make that a three? All right, I didn't see the hand go up.
Three-pointer, Yulskamp. Swirling across the lane for Fairlawn. Little half-hook shot on the run. Up and in by Jackson Jones. Nice shot by Jackson. Timeout and a half-minute break. 76-42 Rockets. 6:40 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
VoteJordanSheriff.com, new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. We'll talk to you over the next minute or so about Pinnacle Sports Therapy. It's new in Fort Loramie and new here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets back into action. Long triple try, but thinking by no good. And then Fairlawn hustles up the floor, knocked out of bounds by Anna. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Fairlawn Jets have just canned a long three try.
That was Cotterman again.
Five straight points by Cotterman in off the bench for the Fairlawn Jets. James Cotterman, 6'2 junior. Heavy substitutions here by Anna. Jacob Robinson, 6'4 junior, is in. Kovacs baseline left, took the feed from Finkenbein, spins toward the rim, motors to the basket and drops it through. Nice play by Kovacs. 78-45. The lead is 33 for Anna. Widest margin 35. Deep in the right corner, Jackson Jones. A fall away three ball, a high archer. Wow, it's good. Understand that Bodkins has begun to roll at home against Lima Perry after trailing at halftime. Bodkins now leads by nine after three periods. And coming right back is Anna after the Jones basket. Fine play by Ethan Kitchen, 6 foot junior. He got the pass low on the left, banked it home. Timeout called midway through the fourth, 80-48 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. He develops a one-on-one individual program for you. He also creates a truly customized program. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Here's Fairlawn's Cotterman driving into the lane, missed the shot, got his own rebound, and stuck it in.
I think I'm going to give him an assist instead of a offensive rebound.
Nice game for Cotterman off the bench. Anna substituting freely. Down low on the right, it's Kovacs. Missed his shot, got it back, rimmed it. May have gotten another rebound. Fallaway shot blocked on the play, but Jackson Jones. Anna recovers. Here is Robinson in the left corner to Kitchen. On top to Kovacs. Ball worked to the right. On the bounce, Robinson, 4:35 to go here in the fourth, 80-50 in favor of Anna. Finkenbein dumps it into the right corner to Robinson, back to Finkenbein. He starts to drive down the right side of the lane, leaves it for the three-point shooter. It's Jacob Robinson. Oh, it's a tall one, a skyscraper. It's good. Everybody for Anna getting into the act.
I got 10 scored.
This program's got shooters. 83-50, Anna. Here's Fairlawn, deep in the right corner. Ball fumbled away, lost. Anna's got it back. Finkenbein up and over the timeline. 3:58 to go in the fourth. 83-50, Anna. Kovacs high dribble into the lane.
flips on the arc to a teammate. Foul called.
First team foul.
And that one is against the Jets. Rockets will throw in. Say at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, most insurance companies may not require a referral from a physician for you to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491. 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Three-point try, missed by Fairlawn. Anna running, motoring down the floor, right to left. Driving layup is good by Connor McKinney. Six-foot junior in off the bench.
Everybody dressed has scored now.
3:27 to go, fourth quarter. Anna has amassed that earlier biggest lead of 35. It's 85-50.
I lied because they just subbed somebody. I'm not sure who it is.
Okay. Well, they're allowed to have at least one guy not score. We've got a foul against Anna. Fairlawn shooting two down to our right. It's pumped up and in by Kyle Peters.
Who's number four, Coach? Number four.
Zach Ambus.
Nice.
Zach Ambus, the expert place kicker on the football team, has entered. Zach got somewhere around 90 PATs on the year, made about 94% of them.
He kicked a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. He got practice during the game and on the sideline, too. 85-51, one of two free throws made by Fairlawn. 3:17 to go, fourth quarter. Anna with the ball, baseline left. It's Kovacs. Offensive foul. Yep, he smacked down the defender for the Jets. Barker Insurance in Anna for many years. Barker, number one, as the most valued agency in the region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Three-point try by Gage Sherrock, a six-foot sophomore for Fairlawn, is no good. Anna's got the rebound. Here's a long three-point try, deep right corner, missed for the Rockets. Jets have got it, two-on-one. Here's a hard-driving layup by Levi Barthauser, a freshman. It rolls off the rim, and a foul is called, or is it out of bounds?
They call it travel because he fell.
Travel against Fairlawn, 2:28 to go, 85-51 Anna. Rockets well on their way to stretching their lead over Jackson Center in the Shelby County League boys standings by a half game. Anna will be 9-1, Jackson Center's 8-2. Oh, here's Ambus. Not only is he a good place kicker, he's a pretty good three-point shooter. He just lofted in a trifecta, a deep three from the left corner down by the water cooler at the end of the Anna bench. 88-51, Anna. Everybody who touches the basketball for the Rockets can shoot threes.
Well, watching him in the JV game, he's a good basketball player.
Here is Fairlawn with the ball outside the lane to the left. It's Cotterman on a weave. Now it goes 25 feet away to Sherrock. Sherrock flips it out back to a teammate with 90 seconds to go in the fourth. Anna up 88-51. Here's a steal by Anna. A bust out the other way. Driving layup is good. Nice play. That's a number we don't have. We'll have to check with assistant coach Mr. Finkenbein on who 45 might be. Wyatt Poppelman. Nice driving layup by Wyatt as he rolled that one in over the front rim. Here is Fairlawn attacking with a minute to go. 90-51, Anna leads it, and we've got a whistle, a foul away from the action.
everybody for the Rockets who's touched the ball seems to have scored. This Rockets program is blessed with shooters. Mr. Finkenbein knows how to teach shooters. And I got him to chuckle. Here's Fairlawn with the ball thrown away. Anna's got it in the half court with 50 seconds left. Out on the arc, it's Ambus. Another three try. Good again. Isaac Ambus. Boy, I tell you what, he shoots threes like he splits goalposts.
Now they're playing. Their JVs have scored 20 here.
93. My goodness gracious. Rockets on fire tonight. 93-51. Fairlawn missed. Tug of war for the rebound. Knocked out by Anna. 34 seconds left. Inbounding is Fairlawn. Sharrock on the arc to teammate Keener. Ball thrown down low, nearly a walk. Here's a power move. Ball shot up and in by the Jets. Nice play. Who made that shot, Chuck?
Jonah Brodigam.
Jonah Brodigam with a nice shot. Good play by Brodigam down low. Reverse layup with 10 seconds left. Anna will run out the clock and win it. 93-53. That's it. 40-point win, Rockets. Boy, they steamrolled tonight.
Wow.
You talk about a club, Chuck, peaking at the right time.
Yeah, they had an amazing weekend. Didn't miss a beat tonight.
No. No let up. 151-37 over Versailles on Saturday, 53-38 over Jackson Center on Friday, and the Anna Express steamrolled Fairlawn here tonight, 93-53, as the Rockets sweep the season series, 79-50 at Anna and 93-53 here tonight at the Jets Gym. Well, as a result of this victory in the Shelby County League, the Anna Rockets now extend their mark to 9-1, two league games remaining. Anna now 14-3 overall. Home game Friday against Fort Loramie at Clinton Massey, Saturday at Miami East 1 week from tonight. And then on February 15 and 17, home with Minster and Botkins. Fairlawn Jets continue to be one of the best seven-loss teams around. Fairlawn now 10-7. 3-6 in the Shelby County League. Next encounter for Fairlawn Friday at home against Houston. Double weekend for Fairlawn coming up. Houston and Miami East both here at the Jets Gym this coming Friday and Saturday. Update on a score thanks to Matt Zerker, who's sitting alongside here at courtside at Fairlawn tonight. Botkins 49, Lima Perry 45, 4:02 to go in the fourth quarter. That game is going right down to the wire. Fort Loramie, by the way, has got a date with Lima Perry this coming Saturday, February 8th, at the Redskins Gym. And after three at Troy, Sydney 42, Troy 37. What a display put on tonight by the Anna Rockets. Wow.
They scored 93 points. That was with a 16-point second quarter.
Did the Rockets ever soar tonight?
Yeah, they were incredible. And everybody, but I don't even know who the last kid was. They put the last one out there. I didn't catch his name, but he didn't score, so I didn't ask him.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, it's a talented, deep roster right down through the bench players and the varsity and into the JV and freshman program.
Well, like I said, the JVs came out. They played the entire fourth quarter and scored 23 points. And you add Masteller to that group that just played the fourth quarter. He's only a junior. The cupboard won't be bare next year.
No.
Okay, taking a look at the individual scoring for Fairlawn. They were led by Ashton Piper with 13, scored all those in the second quarter, didn't score in any other quarter.
Right.
9 from Jones, 9 from Skylar Piper. On the other side, Bart Bixler, 24 points. They got 13 from Isaac Leininger. They got 10 from Huelskamp, 8 from Stewart, 9 from Ben Kovacs off the bench. He had a nice game. terrific basketball game. Looking at the Clancy's players of the game for Anna Bart Bixler and for Fairlawn Ashton Piper.
At Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And don't forget Brookins. We've got 8-ounce marinated chops on Saturday night at Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. You can enjoy juicy roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Carl Arnes at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. And enjoy that new late-night menu at Brookins, too. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Chuck, closing thoughts about Anna. Splendid showing here tonight, 93.
Well, they just didn't let up. They got the lead, and they didn't slow down. It would have been an easy game for them to come out, play hard enough to get a win after the huge weekend they just had. But, boy, they are playing as well as – they're playing as well as they played last year.
Oh, they are, yeah. And Anna's now competed in – 16, 17 games on the year. Anna went 1-2 in the start, losing at New Bremen, beat New Knoxville at home, lost at Fort Loramie, at Fort Loramie. So Anna began the campaign 1-2, then shed the football uniforms for good. And on a roll since, Anna had that one loss on January 20th, Martin Luther King weekend, at the fly into the hoop. Ottoville won it by a score of 61-57 over the Rockets, who are now on a win streak of six more. Prior to that loss to Ottoville, Anna had won seven straight. No hotter team around right now. I know Columbus Grove is really rolling in the D4 boys up in the Northwest District. We're not sure what Cincinnati's got to offer in D3 or D4, either one. We'll soon find out come tournament time. But the Anna Rockets are playing every bit as well as anybody in this part of the state right now in D3 or D4.
And it shows you what sports writers know when they have them 39th ranked in the state of Ohio, Division 3.
I know for sure, Chuck, they weren't ranked anywhere in the top 20, which is mind-boggling, after a double weekend clean sweep of Jackson Center, which had lost just three, and Versailles, which was unbeaten and ranked number one.
Yep, they're terrific, and it doesn't matter where you're ranked. It matters where you're seated for the tournament, and I think that come Sunday, you're looking at a number one, number two seed at
yes.
the worst.
Yep. Meanwhile, Fairlawn Jets at 10-7, still a very potent and dangerous Division IV boys team at the Pickwa Sectional. Again, home games this weekend, Houston and Miami East for Coach Francis, Fairlawn Jets. Ashton Piper got point number 1,000 tonight. He got a three-point play the old-fashioned way, I think, early in the second quarter. And how many did he finish with, Chuck?
13. He got them all in the second quarter.
Yep. And Anna with one young man with 24 in a grand total of about, what, eight guys with six or more?
Yeah, well, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven of them, yep.
typical Rocket scoring. That's the way they've gotten it done here the last three or four weeks. Our next webcast, Friday night, Fort Loramie is at Anna. We've got the Rockets again, and Anna will seek revenge. That's Anna's only setback in the Shelby County Athletic League. That took place back on Hoops for a Cure night at Fort Loramie, December 27th, when the Redskins beat Anna 55-41. Hard to imagine Anna scoring only 41 points, and that's what Anna totaled against Fort Loramie
right
2 days after Christmas.
Yeah, they weren't playing basketball at their peak yet, but they have peaked right now.
Uh-huh.
Perfect time.
Ron Mooney's our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer, Matt Zerker alongside. He's the jack of all trades. He's Mr. Handyman. He provided us with scores all around the region tonight. Even had partial scores with 4 minutes and 2 seconds left in the fourth period of that game between Bodkins and Lima Perry. And it's going right down to the wire, tied at 52 with just over a minute left at Bodkins. Bodkins and Lima Perry all even.
We got time to get there?
I like that. I like that. Again, thanks to Matt. Thanks to Ron Mooney, our chief engineer. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside. Color on-site engineering and stats. Jack Kramer saying good night till Friday when we are at Anna. The Redskins come to town. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. Once more, final score tonight, 93-53, Anna boys over Fairlawn.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.